I'm over the moon. I mean, I feel really good today. Yesterday, I wasn't well yesterday, and I didn't tell anybody. I felt sick, only my girlfriend and my manager. I wasn't feeling good yesterday. I felt sick. I was very lethargic, and, you know, to get through that match was really well, really good. But today, I felt like I did in the first round. I just went up there. I had fun. I wasn't nervous, and it just all happened for me. But it took a Gary Anderson to miss a lot of doubles for me to win that match.
It did. I mean, if somebody had said to you, you're playing Gary Anderson in the quarterfinals of the Ludbrooks World Championship and you're going to win 5-1 and without really breaking into much of a sweat, I mean, would you have believed him to start this tournament?
Not really, but the way Gary started the tournament, if someone said I was going to win 5-1, I would have said yes. But his last match, he played very well in his last match.
He did. I mean, he turned it on in his last match. Were you thinking about that in that game, thinking at any moment he could switch and I can't let my guard drop?
Not really. I was just concentrating on my game. I hardly watched any of his darts. I was just listening, and then I'd look up occasionally, just hoping he'd miss, hoping he'd be off like he has been lately. He hasn't played good darts lately. But the guy's, you know, he's world championship material.
As are you, Simon, certainly on the strength of your performances so far.
Yeah, I fully believe I can win this. Even with a broken leg, I actually think that's helped me because my concentration levels are much higher. I'm going slower, which has probably helped me. So I'm trying to make every dart count instead of rushing. Sometimes I get a bit carried away and I start rushing my game. And when you rush, you don't play your best darts.
Semi-finals. Andy Hamilton, you guys have met before, pretty recently, in a cracker.
Yes, I've got some good and bad memories about that game. I still got no bad feelings about him winning because he played some fantastic darts to come back. And I didn't really do much wrong when he beat me. I missed 3 darts at double 20 to win the match. One other dart at 120 finish. He played some fantastic darts, and it's nice to see him throw them well because he's a fantastic player and he's a really good friend as well.
When a guy does win, what, 8-9 legs is it in a row, when you only needed the one to beat you like that, is that something that sticks in your memory that you want to go and get revenge for?
Yeah, I want to get revenge for that, but I still don't have any bad feelings about it, you know. He just played out of his skin to win that match. So I give him the credit, and I don't think I played bad.
Looking at how you've both